I know that you are all seeking to evolve, to grow spiritually, to return to the oneness. You are seeking
to experience yourself as the grandest version of the greatest vision you ever had about who you are. You are seeking this individually and as a race. Now there are no rights and wrongs, no do's and don'ts in my world, as I have said many times. And you do not burn in the everlasting fires of hell if you make a bad choice, because neither bad nor hell exists, unless, of course, you think that it does. Still, there are natural laws that have been built into the physical universe, and one of those is the law of cause and effect. One of the most important laws of cause and effect is this: all caused effect is ultimately experienced by the self.
What does that mean?
Whatever you cause another to experience, you will one day experience. Members of your New Age community have a more colorful way of putting it.
What goes around comes around.
Right. Others know this as the Jesus injunction. Do unto others as you would have it done unto you. Jesus was teaching the law of cause and effect. It is what might be called the prime law, somewhat like the prime directive given to Kirk, Picard, and Janeway.
Hey, God is a Trekkie.
Are you kidding? I wrote half the episodes.
So. Better not let Gene hear you say that.
Come on. Gene told me to say that.
You were in touch with Gene Roddenberry?
And Carl Sagan, and Bob Heinlein, and the whole gang up here.
You know, we shouldn't get around like this. It takes away from the believability of the whole dialogue.
I see. A conversation with Gunn has to be serious.
Well, at least believable.
It's not believable that I've got Gene, Carl, and Bob right here.
Well,
I'll have to tell them that. Well, back to how you can tell a true psychic from a fake one. A true psychic knows and lives the prime directive. That's why if you ask her to bring back a long-lost love or read the aura of another person whose handkerchief or letter you have, a true psychic will tell you, "I'm sorry, but I won't do that. I will never interfere with, intervene in, or look in on the path walked by another. I will not attempt to affect, direct, or impact their choices in any way. And I will not divulge to you information about any individual that is personal or private." If a person offers to perform one of these services for you, that person is what you would call a shyster, using your own human weaknesses and vulnerabilities to extract money from you.
But what about psychics who help people locate a missing loved one? A child who was abducted, a teenager who ran away and has too much pride to call home, even though they desperately want to. Or how about the classic case of locating a person, dead or alive, for the police?
Of course. These questions all answer themselves. What the true psychic always avoids is imposing his will upon another. She is there only to serve.
Is it okay to ask a psychic to contact the dead? Should we attempt to reach out to those who have gone before?
Why would you want to?
Well, to see if they have something they want to say to us, to tell us.
If somebody from the other side has something they want you to know, they'll find a way to cause you to know it. Don't worry.